Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
A great finish saved the night. The lights went out in New Orleans. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. When the power blew at the Superdome early in the third quarter Sunday night, I couldn't imagine who was having more of a hissy fit. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, not the most popular man in football these days, CBS Sports President Sean McManus, the Dukean son of the late broadcaster Jim McKay, or the guys who run the enormous rat's nest held together by wire and chewing gum. How could that happen in the middle of the number one television event of the year and when the game looked like it was a blowout in favor of the Ravens? I figured much of the audience had changed the channel during the 34-minute delay, but apparently enough came back to still make it one of the most watched Super Bowls in history. You could never tell it would wind up that way, with Tempe Short and panicky officials looking skyward to see if the damn lights would come back on. Whether the power surge dimmed the dominance of the Ravens or it gave the stunned 49ers time to regroup, we'll never know. But the momentum changed like turning on a light switch, which wasn't exactly the case, having to reboot the electrical system in the massive spaceship that was devastated and then rebuilt after Katrina. By the time play resumed, nerves had been thoroughly frayed. It's the last PR problem Goodell and the NFL needed after a season of Bountygate and two off-the-field player deaths. Before the game, a dozen eateries said they would not serve Goodell for the severe penalties he had laid on the hometown Saints. And for CBS, which plans and promotes the game for more than a year, all the scripted commentary and analysis went out the window. Anyone who had a live mic was called upon to fill time before power could be restored for anchors Jim Nance and Phil Sims. Fortunately, the team saved the potential disaster by completing a classic game. After the 9-17 unanswered points brought them within two and the Ravens extended the lead to five, rookie quarterback Colin Kaepernick led a frenetic drive to the Ravens' five-yard line. Whether Michael Crabtree was held or not on fourth down, the 49ers call four horrendously predictable plays against the best red zone defense in football. On the brink of the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history, the lights went out for good on the team that seemingly had it won. This is Archansky. See ya.